Heaven here now. Heaven here now. That's what Easter is all about. Easter is all about heaven here now. Easter is not a resurrection, for we are not being resurrected, even though it appeared that Jesus was being resurrected at his Easter time. We are not leaving the body, for we never have any place to go. We are always here. We are claiming our divine body, and we are living in immortality. Heaven is here and now. Though it appeared that Jesus had left his physical body, and though it appeared that he had left the earth plane, the humanness, the life that he had been living, to go off into something grander, more wonderful, what was he really doing? What are we really doing when we come to the Easter of our life? What are we doing when we're coming to the awareness of our life of the divine that we are? What are we doing? Are we opening ourselves to a grander, more wonderful way of looking at all things in life? Or are we claiming the truth about ourselves, claiming our divine body, living in immortality? This Easter time, it's a time for all of us to wake up. We've been sleeping in our human bodies. We've been sleeping in this human life, virtually unaware of the divine that we are, virtually unaware of the purity, of the goodness, of the majesty that we are, and forgetting that what we are really here for is to be our divine self. What we are really here for is to be that God self that we are, to be all that we are, and to live it now and joyfully now. But we cannot do that as long as we are still living in our human attitudes. As long as we are still living in our human point of view, where we think that things have to be improved, where we think that things have to be changed, where we think that life is not all that it can be. Well, that's a strange thing, isn't it? Very strange thing. Because life is all that it can be right now. Life is all that it ever will be right now. And life is that which it is right now. Easter is not a time of pushing the stone away from the tomb of our grave. It is not a time of coming forth in light. It is a time of being aware, of recognizing that we are divine, that we always were divine, that we are the light, that we always were the light, that we are the purity, the goodness, the truth, the joy, the harmony, the oneness of all that is. Easter is a time of return to our original purity and integrity. A return to the divine self that we are, leaving the old human attitudes aside, leaving the limitation of humanity aside, and stepping forth into the reality of our divinity. Because as we claim our divine body, all is in divine order. As we claim our divine reality, I am that I am. As we claim the wholeness and the reality that we are living in immortality, which is where we always have been living. But we played a game for a while here on Earth, saying that we are humans, saying that we are living on Earth. And now is the time. This Easter season is the time for us to recognize heaven here now. Heaven on Earth. Heaven wherever we are. Whatever we may be doing, whatever we may be thinking, whatever we may be desiring for ourselves, heaven is here and now. And that is all that we ever need to know. And that's all that we are. And As Jesus expressed the Christ, as Jesus brought forth the purity of his divine nature, so you and I bring forth the purity of our divine nature this beautiful, wonderful Christmas day, this Easter day, this day of birth and the day of resurrection, the day of revealing that we are here in heaven now, and claim our divine body, living in our immortality. We leave the old. We leave the Christmas time. We leave the Easter time. We leave all these times to be in the reality of heaven here now. Join me in recognizing heaven here now, because that's what it is. That's where you are, and that's where I am, and that's where all is. Have a lovely Easter day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.